Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We're streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida. Hot as fuck, Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee commish. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
A wee one.
And join us on Twitter.
Yay.
It's a good way to communicate with us if you want to chat with us during the show or anytime.
Absolutely. Or if you want to hang out in Elon Musk's little fuckhole of a social media platform, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Also, in the news.
Yes.
I didn't even start the news. I was just looking at it. I opened Twitter and I saw that we got some kind of a notice.
No. A bad notice?
No. It's an okay notice.
Okay, good.
And fuck him, if it was a bad notice, by the way.
Yes.
We've never gotten anything on Twitter.
Fuck him and his
Facebook,
dumb.
We've gotten a little smack on the hands.
Oh,
but,
whatever.
But never on Twitter.
Right.
Anything.
Right.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you had a safe 4th of July. You have all your appendages.
Yes.
Nobody said, hey, check this out. And blew something up and blew something off.
Look down the hole of this Roman candle, Roman soldier helmet.
For a state in which setting off of fireworks is prohibited. Whoa. Damn.
Why is that?
Quite the neighborhood last night.
We don't have hardly any gun control here, but we're worried about fireworks. Right. Who cares? I don't understand that.
I think some of the sounds of the firecrackers were some of the sounds of guns.
Yeah, that's true. But it's a weird double standard, kind of.
Right, right.
Like, what? I mean, they're both things that explode, right?
Sure.
And shoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I guess it's not okay to... No, it's okay to get shot by a gun, but not a bottle rocket. Here, you can shoot your gun, but not a bottle rocket.
Yeah. Well, I think they frown upon.
What do you mean
shooting your gun?
And what rules are there about that?
Well, but did somebody look at you wrong?
Well, no, it's my gun. It's my freedom. I can shoot it if I want. That's what they'd say. I imagine that's pretty much.
You can't discharge it. I'll bet there's an ordinance here in Pensacola that you cannot discharge a gun within city limits.
No way. I bet you can just shoot.
You think we could go out and set up a range on the yard, in the yard right here? Just go bang, bang?
I don't know. I mean.
I don't think we could.
I would be surprised. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know we had any gun control here. We just can't shoot.
Well, you can carry your gun.
What a shitty little state we live in. You can carry it, but
you can't
shoot it.
You can fondle your gun. You can own as a big, giant pile of guns.
You can carry a gun. You can't shoot it. You can drive your car, but you are allowed to run someone over.
You could shoot it in the range or probably a mile that way out of the city limits.
Right.
It's probably fair game if you own acreage, especially our neighbor to the north.
Right.
And west.
Yes. And south.
Alabama.
Do you think you're allowed to shoot someone if they're breaking into your house?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, are they white or black?
Well, you know.
And define breaking in. Because if they knock on the door and they're black, that's considered breaking in.
I can shoot anyone I want to through my screen window.
Exactly.
Door or whatever the fuck.
Not even a screen door. That was a closed door.
Oh, yeah.
The most recent, where the neighbor shot the neighbor through the doorway, through the door. She's been charged, though, with manslaughter.
This, it's so fucked up. We're so violent. We're so Christian. How's that?
You just said it right there.
God, we're fucked.
You answered your own question.
Jesus Christ.
Violent Christians.
Everybody's drunk and insane.
There's no violence in Christianity's history whatsoever. It's been a loving religion its entire existence.
That's right. Here, get into this coffin with nails in it.
I think they got mad when
isn't that the Iron Maiden?
Chucked to the lions. So,
I'd rather do that than the Iron Maiden. The Iron Maiden is where you get in and there's nails everywhere and the nails just go through your whole body.
Right, right, right.
The Christians made that up. You guys did that. Good job. I did that.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Of course they did. Yes. It was at that we did see it in Europe. Christians did that.
I mean, I have no doubt. They did a lot.
Good job, guys.
But maybe it was something they saw, in India right. or something.
Pray for me. I'm going into the Iron Maiden.
Over to, let's check the headlines, everyone. Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost.
Zootalore.
Oh, here we go. Unhinged Trump rant.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Donald Trump's all caps rant is the 4th of July hangover that will pound your brain, says the headline.
Shit. Can't this guy just have a good time? You know what I mean?
Well, the first thing he truthed yesterday was a meme that said, fuck Joe Biden. And that was at 2 a.m. On Independence Day.
Right. At 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
So you up all night or did you wake up that early?
I was partying.
This guy must be out of his fucking mind.
He might have been picking the set list for Thursday.
That's right. And picking my favorite songs.
We have YMCA. Mm-hmm.
The Village People Hate You, though.
Then Wagner's Second Sonata.
Now, that's more your speed.
Former President Donald Trump's all caps rant Wednesday was as overdone as 4th of July hot dogs left on the grill. Who is this?
Jesus.
What? Don Ron Dicker at the writing for the HuffPo.
Okay.
Look at him.
He's overdone hot dog. Trump is? Trump is an overdone hot dog.
The rant was as overdone as 4th of July hot dogs left on the grill.
That's good. I understand.
2024 Republican candidate was president. No, let's retake that. Everybody,
I'm a hot dog.
You.
Who's a hot dog? No, the rants are hot dog like.
I don't know, a little more energy.
Why are you? Why is this guy comparing what someone's saying to a hot dog?
It's a metaphor.
Okay.
It's a literary device. That
let's hope there's more of these.
Arguably, may or may not be. Necessary in the lead of a news story on a news site.
I hate this. I don't understand why anything. Why are we comparing what someone says to a hot? I know it's a condition.
He's
an overdone
funny.
Hot dog.
He's being funny here and trying to relate to the masses coming
being
off the 4th of July.
Are you pandering?
The 2024 Republican candidate for president pressed the caps lock key by the dawn's early light.
Jesus.
And spewed false claims and fiery rhetoric.
Good God.
I may
as
jump
does
out of,
this guy.
May jump out of this story and just
as
read
does this guy. No, let's
everybody
keep up.
The truth.
Let's keep up with this shit. Let's see what.
Well,
else.
Then he quotes the truth. So I'm gonna.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna get to the. Well, we'll skip and then I'll read the truth.
Yeah.
Shut up, you. What's
we don't about? Have to do a podcast about how irritating this article is.
On the 4th of July, a day earlier, Trump shared a meme featuring a flag that says "Fuck Joe Biden" and "Fuck you for voting for him."
Way to win it. Way to get some fucking...
On 4th of July.
Yeah.
Inspirational, patriotic message.
Way to reach
from
across the aisle.
From the former president.
You dumb fascist. Fuck you.
it goes on to say, using the uppercase shift, the former president has attempted to capitalize on the 37-count federal indictment accusing him of hoarding classified documents and dodging government efforts to retrieve them. Political persecution, he wrote previously. One of the saddest days in the history of our country. We're a nation in decline. 3 exclamation points. He's also under investigation for his role in the January 6th insurrection.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, and then the writer here in all caps writes, "Get ready for more caps, America, 4 exclamation points.
Okay. We're ready. We get it.
Here's the truth.
Yes.
Oh, man, he's got a couple going today.
Oh, the new ones.
Yeah. Let me go back in time a little bit, though.
Does he not? Never mind. I was going to say, doesn't he have things he needs to be doing since he's running for president?
Well, he golfs.
Is he not on trial for something?
What's he doing?
Well, I mean, I don't know, man.
He pays some shady lawyers to do it. He's not going to do fuck all. He's never done fuck all his whole life.
Right.
But paid other people to get him out of trouble. And then we've heard that even with the all the deals and everything, the only thing that ever seems to make him happy is picking out the colors of the curtains and the carpeting and stuff like that. All that tacky, horrible French provincial ugly bullshit.
He thinks he knows what is good. He thinks he's a great judge of things. That's his deal. Do you know what I mean? Like he thinks he has the ultimate taste.
Oh yeah, it's just hideous. If you've been to Versailles,
right?
The splendor is amazing, but then it's like Jesus Christ, people lived here. You know, come on.
I don't know how anybody is supposed to be like.
Right, it's exhausting just to be in just for the assault on your senses of all the over ornamentation and swirls and red.
And also like they did that back then.
Yeah.
That must have been insane. Where'd they put the guillotine?
Oh, wow, he did. The meme says, 81 million votes, and I've never seen a pro-Biden hat, shirt, or flag in my life. And then there's a flag that says, fuck Biden, and fuck you for voting for him. No. Trump truth that. And it said, true, no Biden hats anywhere, never seen one.
Well, it's not a cult. That's the difference, you fuckface. It's not a fucking cult. I've never seen it. Well, it's a cult because you know what? When we walk the dog in the morning, you can pass Trump signs that are still up. That's a cult like. If you've had your Trump sign. No, by that, did they take their Trump sign down? The one that said this house supports the name of the family, then Trump and then Pence?
Oh, yeah, a long time.
That's down. Yeah, listen, I take back my point. You maggots aren't Trumpists, aren't cultists. I mean, never mind. I think you are, though.
Well, it hasn't been long.
Right.
But they probably only took it down because it had Pence's name on it.
You know, we know right? they're... Right. But they're cultists because of the way they treated Lindsey Graham. Because Lindsey Graham... wait, guys. He likes the same shit you like. It makes that... You make no sense. You guys are the same.
He retruthed a meme that said... that looks like the White House is on fire and Trump's walking toward it and says Trump was right.
About what?
About, you know, the White
About
House.
About everything.
The White House, you know, the world's going to hell.
Yay. Thank you. Change your diaper.
Oh, this is not nice at all. It's the Simpsons watching TV.
Yeah.
And Homer says, I'm sick of this dementia commercial. And Lisa says, Dad, that was a Biden campaign ad.
God, that's great.
Then he retruthed a horribly photoshopped covering up of the Hollywood sign in the hills in Los Angeles to say Trump won.
That's good.
Horribly photoshopped.
You know what, though? This Twitter feed for him or Truth Feed or whatever is more obviously more effective than... I don't know who's running against him in the primary. Nikki Haley's Twitter feed. Anybody else's feed. This is the only feed that
know,
makes
though.
A news.
He's only getting like, well, here's an original. Happy 4th of July to everyone. We are working hard. We will take back our country and make America great again. The 2024 election is our last great chance. it's his last great chance, and he fucking knows
right.
it.
Right. And it's our last chance.
That only got 38,000 likes. That ain't shit.
Yeah. That's
I mean,
true.
That would be great for crab diving, but it ain't shit for Donald Trump.
Right. Shit, I, you know.
I mean, arguably. I mean, let's look at, let's go to.
But then why is he doing
Chris Christie's Twitter?
Then why is he doing so well in the polls? I mean, if Chris Christie has, do you know what I mean? I mean, why?
But that's Truth Social. Just because they're voting for him doesn't mean they're going on Truth Social. Remember, all the most of the people that vote for him probably barely know how to work their phone.
Right. They don't know how to find Truth Social.
Right.
It's just weird. You would think. Well, he's not on it. He's also not on any of the big platforms, right? Is he on Pinterest still?
I don't think he's. I mean, I think Elon allowed him back
right.
on Twitter, but I don't think he has ever activated anything because he doesn't want to compete with his own bullshit going on over at Truth.
He's not competing, though. But it's nothing compared to Twitter.
If he tweets something,
is Truth bigger than Threads?
Well, Threads comes out like tomorrow.
Is Truth going to be bigger than Threads? Well, Threads
will beat Truth.
You want to bet?
All of Instagram. If you have all your Instagram followers, will port over.
Yeah.
To Threads,
right?
If you like. So everybody that's cultivated any kind of a community over on Insta, that will transfer over right to Threads,
right?
Because it's a meta company.
That's cool, I guess. Is it cool? Does it matter?
Christie is getting like 5,000 likes a tweet.
Well, that's shitty. If you're getting 38,000 likes on Truth, but you're getting 5,000, that's still the same amount of fucking likes. What's so funny?
Well, I got to give Christie props for being a little self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Trump Truth, the picture of Christie passed out in a plane seat. Looking fat and old, his head lolling over, sleeping. And Trump said, resting after a good 25 minutes of work. And Chris Christie posted that on Twitter. He said, living rent-free in Donald's head, make me a permanent resident. Donate today.
Right.
I kind of like that.
That's funny.
Chris Christie is a motherfucker, and I don't want him anywhere near the White House. But I wholeheartedly support him going after Trump because it'll drive Trump crazy because Chris Christie really won't be fazed by a word Trump says.
Yeah, that's anything. True. Isn't that's fucked up though? They don't have anyone that can actually, they only have people that can fuck him up. They don't have anybody that can actually compete against him to win the primary except our horrible fucking governor. And I'm sorry, I don't see that happening. I don't think DeSantis doesn't have the personality to go after somebody like Donald Trump. That's just not, I don't give a shit. That's just not in the cards for him. I mean, Trump barely waddles out of bed and truths something out at like 2 a.m. in the morning. And everybody knows what he fucking said. Nobody knows what Ron DeSantis is saying on Twitter or any social media platforms. They don't give a fuck. And that's the best bet.
I think we need to think about the possibility of Trump skipping the country, though. If he gets hit with, 30, 45 new, possibly That's new true. Indictments and shit, and more coming from other directions, I think at some point he might just be like, fuck it, I'm going, it's going to be Trump Tower, Dubai, or Saudi Arabia.
See, what I don't understand about that, once he leaves the U.S., and doesn't he become, like, worthless? I mean, he has no money, right? He doesn't really have any money, I mean.
I think there's been some squirreling going on.
Yeah, but what does he have to, once he leaves the U.S. and is hunted by this country, I guess, what value would he have?
To
anyone.
Nothing.
Why wouldn't Saudi Arabia scoop him up and sell him
back to us?
Propaganda,
if he's still popular and can still start shit from across the pond, any pond, then, you know, he might be useful. Putin finds Steven Seagal useful for some reason.
Well,
they keep sticking that fat fuck in our...
No. I don't love Steven Seagal or anything, but Steven Seagal is an Aikido master, okay?
Right.
And he's nothing compared... Donald Trump can't walk down a decline, can't read anything longer than two paragraphs.
Right.
Steven Seagal is a martial arts master.
Yes.
I mean,
you know, maybe I don't know how
Steven Seagal is going to be the defense minister in
I don't know
Russia,
that
right?
Aikido is one of the most highly respected.
Oh, dude.
I could be speaking out of my ass.
There's some old Asian
but
guys
Aikido,
that are going to beat the shit out of you.
But Aikido is seems to be lower on the usefulness.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it looks pretty. It looks cool.
Right.
But as far as the, if you've got to beat the shit out of somebody, I don't think the Aikido
use their energy and you twist their legs out of their sockets or some shit like that. I think that's what they do.
I saw an Aikido demonstration one time and it was literally,
You didn't like it? You thought it was ineffective?
It was literally, I thought it was bullshit. It was literally,
come on.
It was literally like this 98-year-old man, a master that was in from Japan. And they you know, lifted him up onto the mat basically and stood him up there teetering. And then all of a sudden, giant black men in gis went flying at him, and he just kind of stepped out of the way, and somehow they went flying. I wasn't buying
he
it.
He uses their energy to defend himself
in highly choreographed situations
at vile experience. The Aikido Association.
I apologize to Aikido people, but I appreciate the discipline and the form. I just don't think as a solo form.
Who would you rather fight?
It's as effective in the fighting world. You could become a movie star and look awesome and badass as an Aikido master, like he does.
Yes.
Like he did.
But if you had
I'm just
to fight-
suggesting in an actual fight. In real life, it is maybe not one of the more effective. I apologize. Don't come get me. Aikido people.
If you had to fight someone well-versed in Aikido or well-versed in Tai Chi, who would you pick?
Tai Chi?
Yeah.
I guess Tai Chi.
Me too.
Taekwondo is...
No. Taekwondo. Yeah.
Or jiu-jitsu. Those are maybe more.
I'm gonna get
DMs or something.
Florida jiu-jitsu. Pow pow pow.
From the Aikido peeps. Here's Donald Trump's truth. Speaking of bullshit.
Yes.
Now I lost it. I just scrolled past one that said communist, crazies and communists.
Yes.
I'm trying to catch up to where I...
Is Stephen Miller living at Mar-a-Lago? Have we been over this already?
I don't think he lives there, but I mean, it's where he works. He's...
Oh, so there's actual offices there for Trump's people.
Sure,
that
sure.
are doing work for his campaign.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's not offices that
well, there's
support
a little, for
the...
Stephen, there's a little mat next to his desk.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mad. Slithers up to him.
Trump's cum dumpster.
It's self-heated because, you know, he's cold-blooded.
Right. Nazi.
What is this? He said he's retruthing old shit like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Is he just bored or something?
This is her at that Pickens, South Carolina rally the other day.
Does he still like Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I think he does, for the most part. Do you want to hear her?
Absolutely. I would love that. Well, I mean, do I want to hear what she has to say? Yes. In this universe, would I rather not be hearing her? Yes.
I'm proud to announce that I've introduced amendments to the NDAA to block funding for the war in Ukraine.
Oh, you asshole.
The only Ooh. Thing our country should be doing is pushing for peace like we had under President Trump.
What?
We had world peace for 4 years, and we desperately need it again.
I think there's a few countries that may want to give you a call and
about
mention what went on during
Why?
Those 4 years.
This is Syria? What's going
we
on?
We must stop the warmongers, and we must stop funding a deadly and bloody war in Ukraine. That's right. The American people don't support a war in yet another foreign country.
This ain't going over.
No.
Because I think even these idiots know.
Yeah,
and Trump doesn't agree with her.
Right.
By the way. Although Trump says he would end it in a minute.
Yeah.
But he'll try to distance himself from her a little bit. But by him ending it in a minute, it means appeasing.
Right. Appeasing Putin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get what he's got now.
Well, that's...
And, you know, let's just call it a day. You know, he did get rid of those Nazis.
Well, I mean, at this point, don't you just have to... I mean, the idea, though, is just to keep going, I guess. I mean, the Ukrainians are doing that off the offensive push into back into some of those areas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How is it going? I don't know.
Not well for the Russians.
Right.
That's for sure.
Mike Lindell, you've got some of that too, brother. They come after you, and you're always upbeat. You're never down. I've never seen you be mean. I've never seen you be cross. I've never seen you be snipping at people. It's amazing. Is that the Holy Spirit, sir?
Yep.
10, 20 years of crack, brother.
I can't wait.
Absolutely. I gave it all the Lord on February 18, 2017, and that's all you can do. Just give it up, and it's off of me. And you know, I like to say I'm always optimistic, and because I know who wins in the end, and it's all been on God's timing. You know, Steve, it never surprises me.
God's timing. That's the Christian bullshit.
I've never heard that.
No, yeah, it's God's timing. We can't expect the Lord to just overturn the election the day we want it.
Time doesn't exist to God, though,
it's
right?
It's going to happen, but it's when God deems it we're worthy, when we stop butt-fucking each other and beaver bumping.
Right. All of that, but also...
And adrenochroming.
Right. Can I get an extra shot tall latte with an adrenochronium? Adrenochronium.
Can I get a double split?
That's vanilla. Stop it, Rudy.
Can you chuck an extra fetus into the blender for me?
Fetal smoothies.
You know, and it's all been on God's timing. You know, Steve, it never surprises me the stuff I'm hearing that I hear every day. Just yesterday on my show, I had this gal from New York, and I found out here's how we're not hearing all the stuff that's going on or that even went on in our country. Here in New York had 357,000 more votes than voters in the 2020 election. Now, I just found that out. I thought I was finding everything out. I found it all back then. And I thought Pennsylvania was the only state that pulled that stunt. And then you had, then I found out that their voter rolls in New York just got validated. They've all been contaminated from 2020. And so we find out stuff every day. That's why it's going to be so important.
You know, it's only the Trump 2020 votes are contaminated.
Oh, yeah. That's what I don't understand. I've never understood that point. Like, why is it only that part?
Because the other Republicans that won in close races don't want to revisit.
Yeah. Yes.
Because they won.
Right.
They're not going to say the vote was unfair because they won.
But hasn't there been an issue that sometimes, like these... Maybe I'm wrong. It was the cyber ninjas or someone did a recount and the vote actually decreased.
Oh, Arizona. They found more votes for Biden.
Jeez. Well, that's a fuck up, isn't it, guys?
What the result is, you know, if we know what result they're looking for.
Listen, I'm not saying that the insurrection wasn't a serious attempt. I'm just saying that this whole insurrection thing was an attempt that was serious, that was also very sloppy, right? I mean, what a shitty insurrection. You went back to manufacture votes and you gave the other side more votes. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
A day ago, Trump Truth, when Biden said Putin is losing the war in Iraq twice, everybody knew through confirmation that we have a confirmed and very dangerous idiot in the White House. The USA cannot have this go on. He did say Iraq twice.
He said confirmed idiot? What?
Confirmed very dangerous idiot in the White House.
Oh, yes. This very dangerous confirmed idiot. A confirmed very dangerous idiot. Thank you. I don't know. Why does it matter? Who confirms that? What a bizarre thing to say.
He retruthed the meme. It says, just got my DNA results back. I'm 100% Trump supporter.
No. Yeah. Where did you put the test specimen?
Another meme. Oh, Christ. It's a bald eagle in the background and then a profile of Trump. It says, I stand proudly with our president.
Jesus.
He says, thank you.
Nine. Well, little bootlickers.
He retrieved another poll.
Yes. Ooh.
Trump, 49%.
Yay.
Stays the same from a month ago. DeSantis, -3, 16%.
16%? My fucking... What? Where is this from? Is this a bullshit poll?
Echelon? I don't know that I've ever heard of this poll.
Echelon.
And it's LV, is likely voters.
Yes.
June 26, 2029.
Right.
Up 2 points to third place, solo third place with 10%.
Stop it.
Ramaswamy.
Oh, fuck off.
I think this is an outlier.
This poll is bullshit. He's never going to crack 10%. Nikki Haley will never crack 10%.
Tied for fourth. The just mentioned Nikki Haley hasn't changed.
Yes.
And losing 4 points, dropping to tie for fourth, is Mike Pence.
What's his? What
5%. He was at 9 a month ago.
Fuck.
Now Mike. He's at 5, and Ramaswamy leapfrogged him.
I tell you what, if I'm Mike Pence, I'm firing my staff. I'm getting new people. Were vice president.
Tim Scott up 2 points to 4.
To what?
4%.
Wow. 2 points to 4. That's a 50% increase, right?
And good yes. Job. And also with the 50% increase, up 1 point to 2.
Fuck off.
Chris Christie.
And then, 2 points.
And then there's two people who I really need to go look up. Two I don't know who the fuck these people are. Suarez, that might be Miami's mayor. Let me see. S-U-A-R-E-Z.
Oh, that's a GOP person from...
For...
There's Suarez. And there's also a guy...
Suarez for president.
Robert.
Yes. Okay. So Suarez is the conservative Miami mayor who's anti-Trump. He's on this poll at 1%.
Good job. Do you have a Facebook page or anything, Suarez? You might want to think about that. Get a Snapchat, get a LinkedIn.
And this other guy might be who you're talking about. Burgum?
John Burgum or Richard?
Doug Burgum, governor of North Dakota. That's who you're talking about.
What? How's he doing?
1%, tied with the other guy I had to look up, Suarez.
Suarez and Dougie are going to duke it out. Little Dougie Hagen. Hogan? Well,
I think one of them.
What's his name? Jurgens?
Burgum.
Burgum.
I think one of them in the race is already probably not going to be in the debates because they won't sign the pledge.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
To support the nominee because this guy is just decidedly anti-Trump. He's like, if it's Donald Trump, I won't be voting. I won't vote for the Democrat, but I won't be voting for Trump.
These debates don't matter if Donald Trump isn't there. No one will give a fuck and no one will watch.
Right.
I mean,
somebody said recently, and I kind of disagree, that they think his ego won't let him not debate.
No,
I think
that's
bullshit.
Before.
He did, right.
And this is the one moment where you could say he was doing something generous. He skipped it and then raised money for charity, right?
Which never got the check, I think, last we heard. Yeah.
That's not the point. Well, maybe it is.
Might have eventually.
Maybe it is the point.
Might have eventually gotten
He never gave that money, did he?
I remember doing the story.
Motherfucker.
That it was months and months and months later, and he had not given them the whatever the money was it was raised.
Maybe his family, Trump included, they don't understand how charity works. When you raise money for a cause, and George Santos should.
There's a lot of administrative fees.
Yeah, but you're. Some part of that money needs to go to your charity.
Well, it's 100% administrative fees.
Jeez.
In fact, they owe us money. Those cancer kids owe us money.
Well, maybe they should have a fundraiser at your venue, and then you could charge all those fees again. That'd be great.
Trump won, and you know it, is another meme that he retruthed.
Trump won, and he knows, and you know it. Trump won and you know it. You know it. That's their whole thing, though, right?
Join it's us like, Friday for the next rally in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Where is that?
Oh, Iowa.
I mean, that's a dumb question. It's in Iowa, you dumb fuck. You know what's nice, though? The border of Iowa and Illinois, there's some nature shit to look at that's nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I forget what
and
it is.
And parts of Iowa are nice. Iowa has, like, hills and shit. Right. So when you get to Nebraska and Kansas, that it's like, oh, boy.
No, but it makes sense that Iowa is the first caucus and has so much sway in our presidential elections. That makes a lot of sense to me, right? Isn't that a great thing?
Maybe.
Well, and who the fuck? Why is New Hampshire second? No offense. I'm so sorry if anybody from those states are listening. I don't know anybody from New Hampshire. And I'm right now I'm standing like one of those maggots that didn't believe it, that there's actually COVID. They're like, I don't know nobody with COVID. Well, I don't know anybody from New Hampshire, but yet the second primary is there, or the first primary is there, actually. The first primary is in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Quick, name the capital. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Montpelier.
Wrong. You're wrong. It's Concord. Quick, name another Concord. City. Name another city that's not Concord. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Name someone famous from New Hampshire that's not a politician. Name a politician from New Hampshire. I'm serious.
Right.
So, our first primary's there.
Right.
Why?
I can't tell you.
Is there anyone there?
They should all be on the same fucking day. We should have primary day. It should be a day off, or at least a half day off from work.
Right.
And you go and vote, and then you have a day off for the general election.
What is... right. What is New Hampshire... Do they have... What do they do there, even? Is it... What's their industry?
They have trees.
They have trails.
And maple syrup.
I know they have bears. Part of the Appalachian Trail.
Fishing and
right.
Stuff.
That sounds nice. Maybe it's nice there. I've never been there. I've never heard of anyone from there.
I hear it's lovely.
If you're from there, tweet us and let us know that you exist.
We know New Hampshire exists. It's right next to Bernie Sanders' estate.
I don't know nobody from New Hampshire or has got COVID.
The largest city, by the way, is not Concord. That's the capital. The largest city is Manchester.
Hello? I didn't know that existed.
No offense to our friends up there. I honestly did not know that the city of Manchester, listen, Vermont existed. Manchester, New Hampshire.
You just got the state wrong even.
I did.
But listen, this is a great find. These are the kind of cities, mid-sized cities you want to live in that aren't expensive because no one knows about them. What is there to do? It's cold as shit, though. What is there to do there? How many people live in Manchester?
Does it get super cold? It's right next to the ocean.
Fuck yes, it gets cold. Fuck yes.
Bordered by Massachusetts to the south, Vermont to the west, Maine, and the Gulf of Maine. It's got some coastline to the east. And the Canadian province of Quebec. Oh, bonjour.
Oh, they share a border.
To the north.
Are we concerned with that border at all? Or is it just the Texas border?
No, those are white folk up there. Of the 50 states, it's the fifth smallest by area and the 10th least populous.
Right.
With a population of 1.377 million. We had that in our neighborhood.
Why is the first primary there? No offense. Again, if anyone's listening, I'm shocked because I... don't know anybody from there. Why is our primary there? All those people that live in the woods there get to decide.
It really, and no offense again to New Hampshire, it doesn't make sense. I agree, because why not have multiple states or a big state? Because it really, you know, they get a lot of press over who wins the first elections or whatever. And those Iowa caucuses, those were terrifying because I think that was the first time that I was like jolted into understanding that politics kind of means something, is when Pat fucking Robertson came in second
in Iowa
caucus for president of the United States. And I was like, wait,
get rid of that caucus. What? At that point, then you end it.
He's like, wait, this can't be real. There can't be people in this country voting for Pat Robertson for president.
You know what? Good news. Good news. Rush Limbaugh, dead as shit. Oh, yeah. And so's this guy.
Drug free.
And so's this guy. Pat Robertson. I felt like that happened.
He may not be drug free.
No.
I don't know what there is to do in New Hampshire. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Look up the STD rates and it'll tell you how much stuff there is to do there.
It experiences a humid continental climate.
Yes.
With warm, humid summers and long, cold, snowy winters.
Long, cold, snowy-ass winters with nothing to do but drink.
Precipitation is fairly evenly distributed all year. The climate to the southeastern portion is moderated by the ocean and averages relatively milder winters for New Hampshire. While the northern and interior portions experience colder temperatures and lower humidity.
Yay. Hey, is Canada sending more of their shitty smoky fire air through there? Did they get any of Canada's shitty smoky air?
Average daytime highs in the mid-70s to low 80s throughout July.
Woo!
Oh, doesn't that sound pleasant?
Yeah, that's nice, man.
With overnight lows in the mid-50s to low 60s.
Yay!
January temperatures range from an average high of 34 on the coast to overnight lows of 0.0 degrees to the far north. And higher elevations,
0.0.
I'll pass on zero.
That sucks. But man, listen, Manchester. Do they have a subway system or mass transit? What's the deal? Do they have comedy clubs or anything there? Can you make some money?
Comedy in Manchester?
I wonder what the rent's like. I bet the rent is expensive. That's my guess.
You know, the bigger towns in smaller states like that do tend to be more expensive because they've got you by the curlies. Where are you going to go live?
Well,
right? I mean,
I know in Alaska,
if you're not into roughing it.
Well, I know in Alaska where, you know, my brother lives up there, you can get a deal on places, but you just have to say, you know, man, I'm going to skip on the plumbing. That's all.
Headliners Comedy in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Headliners.
New Hampshire's longest running weekly comedy club going for over 30 years.
Wow. Cool. So they have stuff to do. There's a comedy club. Is there a Golden Corral?
There's also Chunky's.
Chunky's Pizza?
Chunky's Cinema Pub in Manchester.
That's so gross, man. I'm sorry. If you said, hey, you're going to open up your... Because, listen, it's a dream to open up a restaurant, but I'm going to name it Chunky's.
Well, Chunky's probably a dude, right?
I don't... Is it somewhere you go to eat?
Well...
Do you eat there?
I mean, it's a pub.
Right. With food?
Pubs generally have like food,
right? Calling it Chunky's. I'm seeing marketing problems.
And it's a cinema pub,
right? It's Chunky's fucking cinema pub.
Oh boy! Starting this Monday, July 3rd, we will have showings available for the limited release movie Sound of Freedom. The incredible true story of a former government agent turned vigilante who embarks on a dangerous mission to rescue hundreds of children from sex trafficking.
Oh my God. That's it, Chunky's?
That's going to be running. Limited release.
God. Who would want to see that, man? Nobody's going to be there to see that shit. God, Chunky's. Is there anything else there that's fun?
They were running an Indiana Jones movie.
Which one?
Dial of Destiny?
No, thanks. That's one of those weird ones where it's like Shia LaBeouf and I don't know. I kind of think that Indiana Jones brand is sort of, I don't know. What do I know?
They do Feud Gone Wild, the R-rated game show.
Family Feud.
So they do their own version.
That's funny. R-rated version of Family Feud?
Yeah, yeah. This is Manchester, New Hampshire. I think it'd be fun.
That would be fun. What do you do, naked?
I don't. I think it's cold. It's cold up there.
It's cold. But they got a coast. They have the Gulf of Maine, so there's a beach scene at least. That's nice.
Get ready for the Holy Grail cocktail for Indiana Jones and Dial of Destiny. We'll also have a 21 plus only show available Thursday night at 8 p.m. for those looking to enjoy Indy's greatest adventure in a kid-free setting.
That's nice.
Highly approve of that.
Absolutely. Give it up for Manchester, everybody. Go vote for the
A week
first
ago,
primary.
They had family-friendly magic show featuring Ben Pratt.
Oh, yeah?
So there you go. God, people are like, can we move on from what's going on in Manchester, New Hampshire?
Listen, I'm sorry. We don't know anything about New Hampshire. It's the first primary. Excuse me. If I want to learn some shit about the state that matters so much in our political fucking shit.
So the all caps truth.
Yes.
that everyone be talking about is, I think it's from this morning. Yeah. But 23 hours ago, as my poll numbers go higher and higher, the communists, Marxists, and fascists get more and more crazy with their ridiculous indictments and election interference plans and plots, all controlled by an out of control and very corrupt DOJ/FBI.
Jeez.
They have been weaponized law enforcement. In America, no, they have weaponized law enforcement in America at a level not seen before.
Yes, it has been seen. Just
deranged Jack Smith. Now, this is what he calls the prosecutor that is still cooking up charges
right
against his flabby.
It's an
ass.
Interesting strategy.
Deranged Jack Smith, who is a sick puppet for A.G. Garland and crooked Joe Biden, should be defunded and put out to rest.
What? Wait a second. Jeez, Trump.
Defunded and put out to rest.
Somebody better adjust those Pampers.
Republicans must get tough or the Dems will steal another election, MAGA.
God. Jeez.
And that's not the
what a dangerous little fascist he is.
10 hours ago, early this morning, all caps. Massive prosecutorial misconduct is currently taking place in America. The weaponization of law enforcement cannot be allowed to happen. Crime and inflation are rampant. Our borders are open. Our elections are rigged. Our economy is in shambles. Our energy independence is gone. Our leader is mercilessly mocked. Our country is being destroyed both in and out. Do the people of this once great nation even have a choice but to protest the potential doom of the United States of America? 3 question marks, 2024, 3 exclamation points.
Happy 4th, everybody.
Happy morning after the 4th.
Right. What a bitch. Jeez.
6 hours ago, Ron DeSanctimonious is getting absolutely demolished.
Ooh.
That's in quotes for some
quotes.
Reason. For yesterday's performance in New Hampshire. Oh, back to New Hampshire.
Right.
No crowds, no enthusiasm.
Well, what do you want?
No interest.
There are no crowds.
His campaign is in total disarray. It is true, though, that there was an article at a reputable place that showed that DeSantis's approval level in New Hampshire, as he's been campaigning up there, has been going down.
Of course. They're meeting this
the
guy.
The more they meet him and talk to him, the less popular he's becoming.
Do you know why people like that guy? Because he's a Southern governor that won, right? He won that election. And also, they...
Hates the gays.
Right. But they really like how he handled COVID.
Yes. And they like the way he said, fuck you to Disney.
Oh, yeah, they like that, too. But they don't
because
know.
Because they want to watch Song of the South.
But they don't know that. Yeah, they do. But they don't know this guy. They don't know him.
His campaign is in total disarray. He's hurting himself very badly for 2028. See, loyalty does matter with patriots. So Trump is saying, I'm going to win. And then DeSantis will be able to run in 2028. But he's ruining his chances for after me.
You know, I don't know. I think part of me thinks that Donald Trump is not going to be able to run for office. So he's going to be in jail.
I think he's going to. There's a possibility that he could bail and be like, you know, look what they're doing to me. Send me money to help fight this kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then he ditches.
Right.
He raises $100 million.
Bullshit.
Says thank you and bugs off to. Saudi Arabia.
They took his passport, didn't they? What?
He's got a plane.
Oh.
Are they going to shoot it down? Are they going to shoot Trump Force One down?
I mean, they, you know, no. No. I mean, they shouldn't, I guess, but, you know.
He would probably sneak. There would be some. There's some rich.
Fuck him.
There's some billionaire cunt who's willing to fly him on a private plane, out of the country and squirrel him out.
You don't think? Now I sound like a Trumpist. You don't think someone's not watching him to make sure he doesn't do that?
And don't forget, Melania's dad was the head of the secret police in Slovenia. He may know a thing or two about smuggling people out of countries.
I guarantee you Melania's dad doesn't like Donald Trump. There's no way. He cheated on her, on his daughter. You know what I mean?
Yes. I buy you 7 houses, Daddy. She brought them over. They're naturalized. You talk about Anchor Baby. No offense to Barron.
There's no fucking way in hell that Donald Trump can sneak out of this country. What about his family? Won't he miss his family? If he can't? Stop laughing. No, he'll miss Ivanka. He'll miss Ivanka. He'll miss Don Jr. And I can't remember the other ones, but he'll surely miss them as well. Even Eric. Maybe not Eric.
Yeah. He
loves his family.
I don't think. You think he... You know, part of me thinks, in if Eric Trump is listening... I don't know why I'm saying this, but I don't think Eric Trump's, I don't think Trump, Donald loves Eric. I don't think that Trump loves his son, Eric. I get that feeling. Don't you feel that?
I don't think he loves any of them.
He loves Ivanka.
Yeah, in a creepy way.
But that still, to him, that's love.
Happy and rich again. And they're doing a fantastic job. And you know what? Someday it'll become time for them to leave this beautiful earth. And they'll be able to leave their farm without taxes.
All right. Okay. So far, I understand the policy.
Okay. I can do this without the commentary.
I love this clip, but then this guy started talking.
This is the only clip I can find, though, of this.
But it's true. He's like, yeah. Trump is about to say he doesn't have to leave his kids fucking shit if he doesn't want to, right?
Get rid of the death tax on farms so that when you do pass away, on the assumption that you love your children, you can leave it to them and they won't have to pay tax. But if you don't love your children so much, and there are some people that don't, and maybe deservedly so, it won't.
Deservedly so.
There are some that don't, and maybe deservedly so.
I'm looking at you, Eric. You gross fuck.
Isn't there that story of that he like slapped the shit out of Don Jr. because he showed up to take him to, he was at college, and he showed up at the dorms to take him to a baseball game. And the former roommate said that Don Jr. was dressed for a baseball game.
Right.
And the door opened and Don Sr. slapped him and said, go put on a suit.
Jesus.
Allegedly.
Will you wear a suit to a baseball game? I guess
Trump did.
If you're sitting in one of those nice box seats or something, right?
So this other story that the Republicans are loving.
Yes.
Is that there was, did you see there's Coke found?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
the White House.
You know, I listened to that NPR news update, and it's like, this is NPR. A substance identified as cocaine was found at the White House. And I was like, what the fuck?
Lab testing has confirmed it was cocaine found in the White House Sunday evening, a Secret Service spokesman said. The investigation and how it got there is ongoing. The white powder was found during a routine search. A preliminary field test had showed the substance tested positive for cocaine. It was found on the ground floor of the White House near the West Executive entrance where visitors are instructed to typically drop off their cell phones.
Oh. Yes, this is what happened.
Some visitors, but not members of the general public, are able to tour parts of the West Wing, and tours typically take place on weekends. So this could have been a visitor.
And Don, let me get, you said the Republicans are saying.
Oh my God, I saw one truth that said, we can now confirm that Hunter was seen at the White House the morning before they found this.
Dropped his shit.
Oh, you mean Hunter spent the 4th of July with his family at the White House. So, of course, there's cocaine. Even though Hunter's clean. And part of his, I believe his probation is that he has to drug test.
Right, right. And it, you know, God, who dropped that shit there? That's crazy.
Where this was discovered is a heavily traveled area where many White House West Wing, I should be even more specific, West Wing visitors come through this particular area. I just don't have anything more to share, said Karine Jean-Pierre, this White House spokesperson.
Right. Well, who do you think it is?
From Friday night to Sunday, West Wing tours usually occur led by staff, members of Congress, and others who have that privilege.
Right.
The discovery allegedly took place in an area widely accessible to anyone visiting the White House. So jeez. it wasn't in the Oval Office on the,
it was on the
lined
resolute,
up on,
on,
yeah,
the resolute desk
on somebody's tit.
Shit, man. I was about to make a joke about somebody on his cabinet, like maybe rolling him a joint too, but then I couldn't think of anybody other than Kamala. I don't even know who his chief of staff is. Who is it? What's his
name? Ron Klain.
Lincoln's not around. Who?
Ron Klain? Isn't it?
I don't fucking know. I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't know.
He was on MSNBC.
Oh, okay. He's as familiar to me as Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, he was. Even... He's not the chief of staff anymore.
Oh, he got fired? Cocaine, huh? No.
I don't know.
Who's the new one?
I don't know who the new chief of staff is. See, I mean, that goes to show you how scandal-free all of these people have been.
Is it true Joe Biden got everybody together and said, listen, if you know who dropped the cocaine in the White House, come forward. And as long as you admit it, you won't get in any trouble. Did he do that?
Who? What? Jeff Zients? Zients? Z-I-E-N-T-S?
Is that his chief of staff? Is that his chief of staff?
Is... The official 31st White House chief of staff.
I have never heard of this fucking guy. I have never heard of this guy.
I gotta say, I don't, I might, I kind of recognize the name a little, but not.
Wait, National Security Advisor. Who? Five, four, three, two, one. Final answer?
Don't know.
You don't fucking know, yeah, and you do a news show every fucking day.
Again, because no scandals.
This is no drama Biden.
We knew Trump's administration inside out because all of them were committing crimes like crazy and doing horrible, heinous shit.
You know, I'm real off about what we were going to talk about today because the first promo I put up was all about these sharks that are attacking us now.
Oh, it just seems I there's a way. I thought New York.
I think that, I don't know. Anyway, I don't mean to think, but Joe Biden sniffing hair.
Trump, of course.
Yes.
Is fucking belly flopping into the cocaine story.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody really believe that the cocaine found in the West Wing of the White House, very close to the Oval Office, it's not, is for the use of anyone other than Hunter and Joe Biden?
Hunter and Joe. What does Joe Biden always say? I'm not kidding. What does he say?
I'm serious. Yeah,
I'm serious. Hunter, put out another line. I'm serious.
Meanwhile, it was found in an area that Biden probably never goes in, and the president doesn't go into the offices in the West Wing.
It's not Joe Biden's cocaine, okay?
But watch, the fake news media will soon start saying that the amount found was very small. It was. And it wasn't really cocaine, but rather common ground up aspirin. No, it's not true. It's been confirmed to be cocaine.
Common ground up aspirin.
And the story will vanish. Has deranged Jack Smith. He's taking a swipe at Jack Smith.
He's
tying Jack Smith into the coke.
Excuse me. Should there be a special counsel looking into the cocaine at the White House?
Well, listen to this. Has deranged Jack Smith, the crazy Trump-hating special prosecutor, been seen in the area of the cocaine? He looks like a crackhead to me. He looks like a crackhead.
Shut the fuck up.
To me.
Jack Smith is a crackhead?
He looks like a crackhead.
They found cocaine in the White House. Jack Smith is now a crackhead. That is amazing. See, I want all the Republicans to listen to this show for a second. That's why you're losing.
You're going to get killed.
That's why you're losing. Yeah, yeah. That's a guy that can take the narrative. That guy can. He's a big, dumb, fat fuckface, but he's an expert fascist. Joe Biden and Hunter were doing cocaine. Who else is near this cocaine?
They're way into that story.
Here's the truth. There's probably a bunch of staffers in the White House and other people scattered throughout the White House that probably do cocaine. And they're probably like, holy shit, I hope it wasn't mine. Please. Maybe it's Jill Biden's. Maybe it's Jill's. Nobody's saying that. Why wouldn't Jill and Hunter do some coke? Why does it have to be the dad and the son? Why not the mom and the son? It's kind of sexist, right? Why wouldn't that be a possibility?
Why is Scott Baio trending?
I don't know. Is he announcing a run for president?
There's a few. One guy, this one asshole tweeted, legendary actor announces he's leaving California after 40 years. It's become a third world country.
Yeah, he's moving to Florida. We know that.
But legendary actor?
I know. That's interesting. That's interesting. Shelby, could you look up the definition of legendary? Maybe I've been thinking about it incorrectly my whole life.
Yeah, it's people mocking this guy, Benny Johnson, some right-wing dick. Calling Scott Baio a legendary actor.
He's moving to Florida.
Twitter is laughing its ass off at the fact that he's been referred to.
It's part of the great California. Everybody's leaving California, moving to Florida. That's what it is. If this place isn't good enough for Scott Baio, it's not good enough for me. I'm moving to Milton, Florida. The meth there is perfect. They've got 8 Golden Corrals.
Coke is trending. And not the drink. Adderall is trending because people are referencing the Trump administration.
Well, you know, they evacuated the White House when they found the white powder. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
They evacuated the White House. That's what could NPR be anthrax. Said.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The first thing they think of. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for a little past the top of the hour here. Thanks for joining us. We may or may not have a show tomorrow. We usually take Thursdays off. But
you know who?
Definitely Friday.
Right. You know who left that cocaine in there or dropped it? Or I'll say planted it.
Ooh, Major.
I think
it was the dog. He seems a little bitey. A little quick trigger. A little angry.
No, I think somebody from Trump's team planted it there. So
I would not put it past some maggot.
Narrative is not about these indictments, about there's cocaine at the White House.
I would not put it past some maggot that took a tour that was like fling, when they find this, they're going to blame Hunter.
God, that's crazy.
I have no doubt that would go through some asshole Trumpist, vile, conservative Republican.
Well, if you think about Watergate first. Right. Think about Watergate for a second. Think about the plans G. Gordon Liddy wanted to hatch against the Democrats. I mean, Watergate plan, according to that, the Gaslight movie series, was just one of the plans, the more reasonable plans. He wanted to get some prominent Democrats out on a boat with hookers and take pictures of them.
Right. Which they did to Gary Hart.
Oh, that's right. Well, they didn't even... There was one woman sitting on Gary Hart's lap.
Right. That we found out later was an orchestrated titty cruise. And I don't even think she was like one of the tittiest. I just think that they just got a picture of her on his lap and that was it. That's all they needed.
Listen, Democrats, you got to learn from this Gary Hart shit. Don't go on to organized titty cruise without.
But here's the thing, that the Democrats of today would still be like, you know, if he was cheating on his wife with somebody from a titty cruise, then
maybe he's not the best guy
would,
to be president.
We would say, you know, maybe he's morally not the best, doesn't make the best decisions,
right?
to run this whole fucking
country.
And
if in fact this was a setup, then that would prove that point, because guess what? the Russians like to do to people.
Right.
Shit like this.
So I have zero doubt that it could happen, that some Trumpist could plant this coke.
Do you think somebody like Maria Batima dropped it?
Maybe, or just some Alabama maggot who got a tour on Saturday or Friday or whatever.
I mean, right.
Or Bobert.
Bobert
was giving the tour.
This is what happened.
He's like, anybody got any coke?
Some Russian handler found somebody that has a lot of gambling debt. The name was sold to him by a local crime boss. Is like, this guy. So the Russian guy said, we'll pay off your gambling debt if you drop this baggie of coke on this White House tour. That's what happened, for sure.
We know this wouldn't have happened during the Trump administration.
They wouldn't have noticed?
No, Don Jr. and his wife would have been down there. Are you kidding me? Hoovering up the floor. Oh. Let me see if this is... I saw a tweet earlier. Let me see if this is true.
Yes.
But I can't believe... Let me see if this is actually true or not. That they... See, I only see this in like one place so far.
Yeah.
That she and Junior have broken up.
What?
But I can't see that.
I don't believe that. They're such a great couple. They're such good little Nazis together. Kimberly Guilfoyle, does she have a job now? Is she a politician, or is she back on like, where would she be, on Newsmax or some shit like that? Where does Kimberly Guilfoyle land? She probably has a podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so everybody's just talking about the rumor.
Yes.
Here's a rumor. Kimberly Guilfoyle and Don Jr. broke up.
Sad.
This one says Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle broke up. But these are all like, you know, shit posting accounts.
You know why, though? No, this makes sense. They broke up right after his ex came out and said some shit. Right?
Oh, he did, yeah. Do you think
do you think there's any correlation between that and... Maybe not.
I don't even see any news. This one says, breaking news. Fox News reports Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle have ended their seven-year, T-H-E-R-E, ended their seven-year shack-up from this.
What publication is
this
that?
This is somebody's Twitter.
Good God. There. They own it. Their relationship, not that relationship right there.
Yeah, this might be...
Or you could say they're in a relationship, meaning T-H-E-Y apostrophe E-R. Am I right in those instances? Am I correct?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. God. We're so dumb in this fucking country, man. What are we in education here? How does Florida rank? Are we number one?
No, it's like near the fucking bottom.
Yay! So it's like... We live in a dumb society. If you want to run for president and you're a governor of a state with the worst education in the whole country, you shouldn't have a prayer.
But that's what they want.
No, you shouldn't have a shot at the job.
They don't want educated people, because the more educated people there are, the less Republicans there are.
Well, I hate us then. I don't know what to say.
Literally, Trump, I love the poorly educated.
Is he beating DeSantis in New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck are you guys doing, you fucking dumb fucking Republicans?
An hour ago.
You have nothing against this guy.
An hour ago. The morning's Happy Meal must have worked its way through, because an hour ago he was sitting and truthing. Whatever happened to the 1,850 boxes of documents that Biden won't show to anybody? Not true.
Yes.
Not true.
Right.
What about the docs found in Chinatown, D.C., and those in his unsecured garage? Exactly. There were a couple of documents found in some of those places, okay. And they were found and turned in
right
voluntarily.
It's totally. Then where are the other? Where's the indictments for them, Trump?
Where Hunter stayed as China was sending Biden millions and millions of dollars for doing absolutely nothing. Not true. Show the evidence.
Well, yeah, it didn't. Didn't Biden show his tax returns and stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well.
Where are the White House security tapes like the ones I openly and happily gave to deranged Jack Smith, which will quickly show where the cocaine in the White House came from? They already know the answer, but probably don't like it.
I don't know, man. I'm just thinking over the years, all the cocaine in that White House. I mean, imagine. I mean, come on. When John Kennedy was president, you can't tell me there wasn't wall-to-wall blow up in that motherfucker. Please.
And Jimmy Carter.
Lyndon Johnson. Jimmy Carter. Roslyn.
Spread that line on your titties, Roslyn. Also in the news, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you. I got a gazillion stories, and we've only kind of gotten through a couple.
Right.
Good news. Let's do this one. Well, no, let's save this one for Friday.
Yeah.
It's a Jesus-y story.
Woo!
We could do a quick animals get pissed.
You know, the only Democrat that I can think of that's probably had... I could say might have cocaine up in the White House or something. Clinton, right? I mean, the Clintons, somebody, you know what I mean?
Like
some of those guys. Probably, yeah. Those Arkansas motherfuckers.
I rub it on my cog.
That's what people, I was listening to this podcast, like when the Clinton administration rolled in, everybody was like, uh-oh, here comes these rednecks from Arkansas. Oh, shit.
When animals get pissed.
A couple of quick stories here. Ryan already alluded.
Right.
Two swimmers were attacked by sharks off the shores of Long Island yesterday.
Jesus.
A day after two others reported being attacked while enjoying the water at popular New York beaches.
Well, you know, they have piers. Where are the snipers on the pier? Where is anyone doing anything for the people out there? It's the sharks. Dude, we're just giving the sharks the board at this point. Fuck this.
At least one beach delayed opening to holiday revelers yesterday after officials said drones spotted some 50, spotted some 50 sand sharks that morning near a popular beach park. When the beach reopened.
In an hour and a half.
Swimmers were advised to stay close to shore.
Fuck off. I heard someone talking about this, some official, with the sand shark bullshit. Usually when we see a shark, we give it an hour. But soon there was a lot, we gave it an hour and a half. Where do you get that number? Based on what evidence? Based on why would you do that? Where is the science that says people are safe after an hour and a half? After they leave, an hour and a half goes on the clock, and that magic time passes, there's no more sharks. And then this fuckhead says has the nerve to say, swim with a buddy. A buddy? Who's your buddy? Superman?
Appetizer.
Batman?
Appetizer.
Yeah, swim with a buddy that's slower. That's what you mean.
Fatter.
Absolutely, man. Fuck.
The regional director, Parks, said, this morning prior to lifeguards going on duty and our authorizing swimming, we had a complete drone patrol. And right here in front of Field 3, we saw a school of sharks. There were approximately 50 sand sharks there.
Excuse me. What is a sand shark? Is that a bullshit shark or is that a real shark? Is that a toothless shark?
No, I think they're concerned about them.
If you spot them, it's like, can't you paint that target? I've seen the movies. Paint the target, light these motherfuckers up. There they are.
You want a drone?
There they are.
You want to drone the sharks?
Are we
from the air?
Well, are we allowing people to swim in these beaches? If we are, then it's a choice. You have to protect people or you don't protect them. Then don't let them in the water. Or we have to light these motherfuckers up.
Tuesday's incidents happened about 60 miles apart, not far from another attack the day before, where a 15-year-old was bitten on one of his feet while surfing. Earlier Monday, another 15-year-old was treated for an apparent shark bite to her leg.
Jeez. An apparent? Is that what they said?
They didn't see, nobody saw the shark and they couldn't spot it, so they can't definitively say.
What the fuck was it? An otter? Was it a duck?
A 47-year-old man was in chest deep water in the Hamptons when he felt an apparent bite to his right knee.
Fuck this. They know. They know where we are and they're coming for us.
Soon after, miles away, a 49-year-old man had his hand bitten while swimming near Fire Island's Pines Beach.
Jesus.
Despite the attacks, holiday revelers remained on the beach.
On the beach is a great idea. It's when you get off the beach is the issue, right? We just saw 150 sharks, but it's been an hour and a half since we've seen them. Since our bullshit, fucking weak-ass human eyes have seen them. We now deem it safe for everyone to go back in the fucking water. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. And it's not even the headline. It's not even the fucking headline.
The other...
people barely give a fuck about this.
Animal story I have.
The other one. What's the other one? Sharks are attacking us. What else is out there?
This one, there's also a video that I'll tweet the story.
Oh, there's a snake in me broccoli, governor.
This is, where is this? It doesn't say where this is. This is Arizona.
Yeah.
No, this is.
No, this is a snake story. This is a rattlesnake story.
I'm trying to find out where the fuck this takes
place. I don't even understand.
Usually they say where something takes place.
It's like people can make
it. Oh, this is Louisiana.
Oh, so this is a snake or an alligator.
This is New Iberia, Louisiana. I never heard of that.
It's a snake.
Dan and Jan Schultz awoke to the growl of their Australian cattle dog at 1:30 a.m.
Okay.
And they dismissed it as a false alarm of their overzealous dog.
Okay.
But a few minutes later, when Panda, I guess it's the name of the dog,
right,
emitted a deeper, throatier growl, it was accompanied by a thud in the hallway, and they knew an intruder was in the house.
Okay. Jesus.
Don grabbed his Glock.
Hell yes! Go get that motherfucker!
40-caliber pistol from the nightstand, jumped out of bed to confront the intruder, closed the bedroom door, left his wife and Panda in the room. He advanced down the hallway. He noticed a stuffed animal. One of the dog's toys on the rug, but his eyes adjusted to focus, and he realized it was a 5-foot alligator a few inches away from his foot.
Oh, my God. How did it get in?
He jumped back. It got in through the pet door.
Ah, damn it.
Crawled in through the pet door.
You know what? We got to weld those shut. No more pet doors. Stupid. This is crazy. Fuck that. If I lived in a place with alligators,
they moved. They're new to Gator Country, moving from Yuma, Arizona to New Iberia. Good. Yuma, Arizona to New Iberia.
You just let those rattlesnakes just come through the pet door in Yuma? Is that what
did? It says, at 7 years old, Panda came to the bayou with experience defending her owner's castle from rattlesnakes.
Yeah, because they don't lock the shit up. They don't protect themselves from these fucking beasts coming to your fucking pet door.
Their new home lies in the heart of Cajun country, 10 miles from waters that lead to the Gulf of Mexico.
Shit.
They knew they'd encounter gators from time to time, but they didn't think it would happen in their living room.
Cut that shit down. Cut back your brush and your trees around your house. Give yourself a firing zone.
Footage from a home security camera installed after the incident revealed that Panda goes outside about 1 o'clock each morning, something the Schultzes didn't know about.
Okay.
The new information led them to believe that she did so, and the gator followed her through the door.
This dog is going out and doing all kinds of shit. You don't even know about it. You leave this pet door in and out. It's just open.
At first, the gator didn't react, and then Don turned on the light. Then it puffed up and started hissing.
It was hunting your dog.
Yeah.
Because you got to watch your animals. If you live in an area that has predators, like a gator, like a snake, like Matt Gaetz.
He ran back to the bedroom, closed the door. and his wife didn't believe him.
Oh, my God.
Because she knows he likes to fuck with her.
No,
he says he's a practical joker. So he went back out in the hallway, took a picture with his phone.
Look at this shit. It's right there. Yeah. You photoshopped that. No, I'm serious.
He got dressed, called the sheriff. They
won't do shit. They won't.
The dispatcher was skeptical. She said, "Wait, it's in the house?
Yes,
it's in the house.
Fuck, send someone. Send someone now. This is 911. Why aren't you taking me seriously? Why wouldn't she take them seriously?"
But then he had the dilemma. He couldn't get to the front door to let the deputies in without trying to pass the gator.
No, that's their fucking job.
So he called the deputies, called him, and he's got an electronic door. He gave them the access code.
Why didn't he shoot the fucking gator with his Glock?
He said they showed up pretty fast. And then within a half an hour, a trapper from the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries arrived.
A whole half an hour?
And caught the gator. And
just fight it off until I get there so I can relocate it to your back fucking yard so it can come right back in the doggy door and hunt your dog.
In the days since, they've installed a ring camera trained on the back door, motion activated, and have replaced the old doggy door with one that opens up when Panda's electronic collar is nearby.
Let me ask you something, assholes. What happens when that gator eats Panda and that electronic collar is in the gut of that gator and it just comes right back through that door? That's what'll happen. Wow.
I think Panda might get dragged off and eaten. I don't know.
Yes, and eaten, and the thing will be in its...
Oh, and then it comes back the next night, you're suggesting? Or
no, it's like, take it seriously. Number one, put up a fence. A high fence. Why wouldn't you? You're in a serious area with serious predators.
Right.
I want a fence. I want a goddamn fence. I want a solid... I want to build a wall. am I wrong to want to... is it wrong to be like, you should shoot that gator?
I don't think I would shoot it.
It's in your house. It's in your house.
Yeah, but it's only...
It's coming after the dog. It was stalking the fucking dog, man.
Right. But now it's been relocated. Well, you'll like this story.
Yay, it's relocated.
One more quick one.
Okay.
Quick animal story. This is San Marino, which is... it's actually a wee tiny... it's its own principality.
Okay.
In northern Italy.
Wait a second. Italy.
Huh?
I'm trying to figure out. Is this an animal story?
Mm-hmm.
They got animals in northern Italy?
They have animals everywhere.
Yeah. I just never hear about any kind of animal in Italy doing anything fucked up.
But what do we also have? We have people.
Oh, yes.
That like animals.
Oh, I see. And then they bring these animals there, you fuckheads. Oh, always back to this.
A venomous snake kept as a pet at a home sent its owner to the ICU in the Republic of San Marino, a microstate surrounded by north central Italy.
Wait. This is a country? I've never heard of this.
It's a wee
little country. Then some fuckstick has to bring a snake.
Right.
San Marino.
It's the fifth smallest country in the world.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm not gonna run the fifth smallest country, and you put a snake in the middle of it. That seems shitty.
It's a North African viper, also known as a Saharan horned viper.
How horrible. Ugh. Venomous, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that. God damn.
The venom causes swelling, hemorrhaging, nausea, vomiting.
Hell yeah, perfect. Let's relocate all these guys. They're not dangerous. It's
not
fine.
Treated heart damage.
What a shitty pet. What a fucking horrible pet you picked.
The man usually kept his pet in a tank at his home, but this time he had let it loose.
It's not a pet. It's a fetish. It is a fetish. If you own a snake, it is about the feeling of having a snake. It's not that you love that snake. You love the fact that you get to talk about this snake in a way that makes you special or interesting. And that is fetishizing. Is it not? You're a fetishist. You don't like snakes. You like to be special for dumb reasons. Fuck you and your fucking snake. It's horned viper shit.
There are people that like snakes.
Tell you what. Man, I tell you, this is my one thing with the gun control shit. This makes me want to shoot the lettuce with the broccoli, whatever. That one snake was in the broccoli. Horned viper can go fuck off, too. Give a shit what it does for the fucking environment.
The 28-year-old man also owned other snakes.
God, what a fucking
asshole. Which he said
asshole.
Were approved by the necessary authorities.
Who?
Il Resto del Carlino reported.
I want to see the documentation for each fucking snake.
The rest of the Carlino. What's a Carlino?
I don't know. I love Italy. I think it sucks that people have to go there and have... Well, you're in the middle of Italy and you have to have a special pet because you're bored. There's so much beautiful shit there to look at. And what do you want to do? You want to have a horned viper as a pet. Go look at the Colosseum. Go look at some art.
Oh, it's a gold or silver coin from the Kingdom of Sicily.
Yay.
Huh.
Okay.
So it's like the rest of the money or something like that. Anyway, that's the name of the newspaper that reported on this.
The horned viper is a pet. What a shitty fucking person.
And then they reference not long ago, a Virginia man fought for survival after he was bitten by an African pit viper.
Oh, gross.
He was keeping as a pet. He was taken to Richmond, Virginia, where they raced to treat him with anti-venom.
Oh, yes. We're racing to treat. It's 2023, and we've got a race to find the anti racing around. Oh, what a dumb fucking thing. I fucking stabbed the snake think right in the fucking dick.
I would think you would be on Team Snake in this equation because of the asshole who let it run loose.
Yeah, that's true. I hate everyone involved in this. I hate the snake, and I hate the snake owner. That's true. I think both are superfluous to living a safe and healthy life. This person is really, I'm trying to think of the kind of person that's like, how do you get to the point where you own a snake? What happens to you? Is it a hobby that, and all of a sudden you have four? Why do you like them? What is it about them?
People are interested in different... Some people like ferrets. Some people like guinea pigs. Some people like reptiles.
What about people that like things that can kill you?
Okay.
I mean, you could say snake control and gun control are similar, right? In the fact that the only reason a snake exists and the only reason a gun exists is to do what? To do what? Stop life.
Right.
And we have control over neither in our society. How many people die a year of snake bites? I know it's too many.
Not many.
No, excuse me. Then why are we low? Okay, that's fine. Then why are we running low on antivenom in Alabama then, if that's the case? Where's the antivenom going?
Well, you know, they it depends on the per capita.
I'm swelling up. Where's the antivenom? Well, you know, now, give me the fucking...
I'm sorry. Our statistics have shown that it's not profitable to maintain an anti-venom stock that goes bad.
Oh, look, I'm bleeding out my eyeballs. We didn't have enough room for it in the fridge. Sorry. No antivenom for you.
You'll enjoy this. I believe.
Yeah.
If I can get this to
all I'm thinking about, noise. To be honest, I've been thinking that the pictures of those sharks right at Pensacola Beach that are just zooming around like in a feeding frenzy. I mean, motherfucker, I would shit myself. Get me out of the fucking water, man.
Happy, happy 4th of July. Not July. July. Happy 4th of July. I want to wish everybody a happy, fantastic, safe. Be safe. Don't blow your fingers off. Okay? Don't drink and drive. I want to have everybody have a fantastic, safe 4th of July, Independence Day. The forefathers of this country, great men, flawed. Some of them were, of course, slave owners. and this, that, and the third.
Of course, this is Michael Rappaport.
Yeah, yeah.
With his 4th of July
right
message.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. We get to hear from Michael Rappaport. We heard from Trump.
Right. Let me see if I have a... This is like the full... This goes on for 20 minutes. I'm seeing if there's a... Oh, here we go.
Can't you find another person to love and adore? Go to church. You love. You adore. Worship. Worship.
Oh.
Donald Trump more than you do God. Jesus Christ. Hashem. Why? Why? Did your parents not give you the attention you need? Why do you love him more than you do God? Why are you more loyal to sloppy, slob dick Donald Trump than you are to your own friends and family?
Sloppy. You said slob dick.
Sloppy, slob dick. Slob dick.
Sloppy, slob dick Donald Trump. I love that. That's good. He's like, God wants to know why people love Donald Trump more than him. Is that what he's playing a character?
What is this one?
Oh, they buried the stories about Hunter Biden being... We know Hunter Biden's a crackhead. We know Hunter Biden is a crackhead. We know he did crackhead things. Duh. What do you think crackheads do? Crackhead things. But other than the fact that they buried some of the information, we already knew that. We could see from his teeth he was a crackhead. He had crackhead teeth. He probably got a whole mouth of fake veneers right now that his pops had to pay for.
That's from our previous podcast. So Michael Rappaport goes on for 20 minutes about Trump.
Yeah.
In this clip.
Can't you find another?
Let me see. Let me skip forward a little bit.
Together, unite the country with answering this question. Donald Trump, do you shit your pants in public? I want to know.
Yes, of course. We know
if you
this.
Can answer that question honestly,
yes.
I'll stop calling you Dick Stain Donald Trump. I'm waiting. Have you ever in the last...
He's sitting outside somewhere. Yeah. I don't know where he is, but he's somewhere in public in New York,
right?
Probably.
But we know Donald Trump has shat himself in public. It happened on the set of The Apprentice. There was an account by a journalist, right?
Yeah.
So
at one point he says, Trump, take your pinch like a man.
Well, he's not going to do that.
He says, you're whining, you're complaining, you're pointing fingers at everybody. Take your pinch like a man. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. August is going to be a rough month for you, he says to Trump.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think Donald Trump even knows what he's doing. Do you think he knows what he's doing when he commit? Like all those felony indictments he has, right?
Right.
When he was breaking all of those laws, was he aware he was doing that with all of them? I mean, there must have been.
No.
He doesn't. Yeah.
He probably just didn't think he would get caught with the... Right. He might have known a little about the docs. Especially when they started looking for them.
If you think about it, there's no way a guy like Donald Trump could have ever made it through any kind of being president without breaking rules. I mean, it's just...
I can't.
He's
incapable of not cheating and grifting.
Ivanka should have taken him aside and said, listen, Dad, we're going to be real for a second. If you're president, they're going to get you.
Yeah,
they'll get you.
He didn't think he was going to win. He was
trying
to get a better contract on The Apprentice.
No one else. I don't know who I'm saying this to. No one else do that. Please, please stop doing that.
Remember
with running
the story
for president
of the night of the actual election. The reactions were that Trump was stunned and that
right.
Melania was weeping and not happy tears.
No one takes anything seriously in this country. We let some fuckhead run for president as a joke. And then what happens? This. I mean, how unfortunate that Trump was president during the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, motherfucker.
By the way, congratulations. Tuesday was the hottest day on Earth since at least 1979, according to data from the U.S. National Centers for Environmental Prediction.
Damn.
As a result, some scientists believe July 4th may have been one of the hottest days on Earth in about 125,000 years.
Well, hey, do we want to do anything about that or just fuck it? Fuck it,
due
then.
To a dangerous combination of climate change causing global temperatures to soar and the return of El Nino.
To everyone that fucking poo-poos global warming and they don't give a fuck, does this matter to you? We had the hottest temperature since when?
Possibly 125,000 years ago.
Fuck it. Think about this. We have these politicians that just won't do the right thing on climate change. They have to bargain. It's funny that people want to bargain. They just don't. We should be doing as much as we possibly can.
Right, right.
And we should. It's not a bargain. What's a bargain? It's the hottest temperature ever. We don't have the upper hand in this bargaining with the earth in this negotiation.
Also, we've got what is this?
I mean, that should be the headline on every news publication. We had the hottest day on the planet in 125 motherfucking years. No one gives a shit.
Miserable, muppet faced. Baboon-footed, miserable, muppet-faced, deranged.
Who is he describing?
Oh, I don't know, Pat. I'm going to go with Donald Trump.
No.
Oh, not muppet-faced. Oh, wait, Donald Trump Jr.
Miserable.
Listen again.
Muppet-faced, baboon-footed, miserable, muppet-faced, deranged, mutant, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, my God. Damn it. I was about to say Chris Christie for a second.
Marjorie Taylor Greene
She's
is not
Muppet
happy.
Face.
This is part of the same rant, by the way.
You know what? I do see it.
That Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, yeah. I filed the paperwork. And what better day to file the paperwork on you?
What paperwork?
Than 4th of July weekend. I'm going to get you out, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Is he, you mutant.
Is he moving to Georgia to run for office?
God.
How would
he go over in her district?
No,
don't go there. Michael Rappaport, you live in New York, man. You don't understand where you're going. That's
what
not true.
What papers is he filing?
Come on.
He is. Then 4th of July weekend. I'm going to get you out, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You mutant. You miserable. Talk about Trump derangement syndrome. Miserable Marjorie Taylor Greene said the country needs to pray for Dick Stain Donald Trump. You animal. You animal. Miserable.
Why is he filing papers? He is not moving to Georgia and running for Congress.
I can't imagine.
Dude, you cannot. You don't understand. You've never been to North Georgia, Michael Rappaport. Lies. Don't go there. I live there. I've been to North Georgia. I've lived in the area. You just don't understand. There's no way anyone from New York could. I'm sorry. You just don't understand what it's like up there. This deliverance. It's deliverance.
Yeah, I don't know what he's. I tried to Google a little bit, but I don't see any references to him filing any papers or anything or whatever. Right. I don't know what he's talking about. I guess we have to listen to
I'm filing papers?
More of his show. And but he said, I'm going to get you out of there.
There's no way he's moving to Georgia to run against Marjorie Taylor Greene. That
can't
just
imagine.
Doesn't make any fucking sense. And, you know, I don't like that, though. Why don't you go? I don't even know.
Maybe they'll like him, though, because he's such an asshole.
A guy that sounds like that running for office in Georgia is going to have a tough time because they aren't going to like him.
Where are you from?
He's going to be like, go fuck yourself. It's like where he comes from in New York, people don't have guns, really. They talk to each other in very animated ways, and they don't get violent.
I'd like to thank everybody for not fucking their cousins tonight and coming here instead.
They're going to beat you. They're going to beat you up or something. They're violent. They're violent maggots, dude. They aren't used to using their words like you are to express your feelings. You're going to start expressing their feelings. Your feelings, they're going to get mad and do some you're going to get dragged off into the fucking woods. What the shit? I am against
this.
Well,
he might have protection. He might have some, he might have some friends.
Those are the sounds of hillbillies laughing at you. Protection? You're in my world. There's no protection. Did you see Deliverance? There's no protection. There's the hillbillies walking around with fucking, not hillbillies. I'm sorry. That's not right. Rednecks walking around with ARs, big knives. The hillbillies are the good people playing guitar while you get raped by these rednecks.
You know, that Iron Man outfit? Man, I could do some damage on them. Go up in a school board meeting with an Iron Man outfit on, praise God.
What?
Oh, teaching my kids about it. Get on your knees. It activate that whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. Praying. Okay, nonetheless.
He's thinking about going to the school board meetings with an Iron Man costume.
It sounds like.
And opening up some whoop ass. It's Greg Locke, of course.
Are we sure Greg Locke didn't recently visit the White House? Right. Man, somebody was spending some time on Amazon Prime, like, ba-na-ba-na. By the way, if anybody wants to buy a copy of Iron Man, go to amazon.com/crabdiving.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh, shit.
Instead.
God, this is funny. Is it going longer?
No, that's it. That's all we have, sadly.
You want to go to a school board meeting, Tris? Hey, man, I want that Iron Man outfit, too. I want that shit, too. Wouldn't you want that outfit?
Yeah, I guess.
No, it's air conditioning. Yeah. It's air conditioning. You can
is
walk
it
around.
Air conditioned?
Yes.
It's climate control.
It's got Bluetooth.
What if you have to piss or shit?
That's taken care of. It's, you know.
Do you just do it in the suit?
Yeah, it absorbs it. That's how, yes.
Does it wipe your asshole, too? Absolutely. Or does it spray it with something and squeegee it?
Right. I think it's probably same similar rules to when you get in that sub.
How come you keep running the asshole cleaner?
Well, you obviously haven't spent a lot of... It's really hard to take these pants off.
I'm somebody that I don't really buy into the rich need to pay their fair share. I mean, when you look at.
I don't buy into the rich need to pay their fair share.
Who the fuck said that?
I'm somebody that I don't really buy into the rich need to pay their fair share. I mean, when you look at the statistics of where we actually get funding for the government. The top 10% of earners in this country.
Yes?
Is that Mike Pence?
Do you have a guess?
It's not Pence, is it?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Mike Pence!
With your take on it, was justice served in the case of Kelly Flynn?
Hey,
Mike, thanks for reminding us, but we know that. Don't we know this, what he said? We know that.
That was Mike Pence at a campaign event saying, I don't really buy into the rich need to pay their fair share.
What's a fair share, though?
Which means, like every Republican, he wants more tax cuts.
But
for the rich.
Why don't you just say it would be fair if the rich had more tax cuts rather than you say, I don't think the rich people have to be fair. That's actually, isn't that saying the quiet part out loud?
Right.
Is that what you have to say to get these maggots to vote for you?
You think when you're in a room full of white hairs that have millions of dollars to donate to your campaign against Trump.
Right, yes. Right. That is.
Yes.
You're saying it's opportunistic.
I think he's, yeah.
Karen took him aside and was like, listen, you dumb fuck. Unless you would end up on the short end of a noose again, read this line.
I can't imagine that he thinks he's long got a fucking chance.
I think he's not thinking about this correctly. He escaped. That's like going back in that sub where you can't actually go back in the sub. Did you see that one Subway sandwich place got in trouble because on their sign they put, they put our subs don't implode.
Oh, maybe too soon.
Yeah.
Also in the news, we've got a few minutes left here on the big old show.
Right.
You talked about this a little bit before offline.
Okay. So crab diving offline.
This is from a Reuters report.
Yay.
The swing state Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
Are not doing great.
I love this story.
And are losing donors left and right.
You dumb shit bags.
Because of Trump's bullshit.
You let the Frankenstein in, and now you can't get him out. Choke on it, you fucks. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Real estate mogul Ron Weiser has been one of the biggest donors to the Michigan Republican Party, giving $4.5 million in the recent midterm election.
What a good little
cycle.
Fucking Nazi that fuck
one
is.
One election? Well, this should not happen.
Yeah, it's fair.
Somebody should not be able to give $4.5 million to candidates, even if they spread it out.
They're like, it's so shitty because it's like, instead of us paying taxes, we'll just give you some money to get elected. That's not great for the country.
But this dude is done. He's giving no more.
Yes.
He's a former chair of the party, but he has halted his funding, citing concerns about the organization's stewardship. He says he doesn't agree with Republicans who promote falsehoods about election results and insists it is ludicrous to claim that Donald Trump, who lost Michigan by 154,000 votes in 2020, carried the state.
Well, I don't. Did you support him in 2016? Did you stand behind him in 2016?
He probably did, but he's talking about the people that are running that are that are. The maggot turdlets that are out there running on, it's stolen. We need to put Trump back and that shit.
Right.
And that's not a popular view.
Right. Well, too bad. Too fucking bad. This is the cost of sucking the Donald Trump dick. He's going to kill your party and it's going to be great.
He says, I question whether the state party has the necessary expertise to spend the money well.
You're saying the people, the GOP of your state, are too dumb to know any better. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, he thinks they're going to give money to maggots, and he doesn't want his money to go to maggots.
Too bad, you fuck. They are.
The withdrawal of bankrollers like him reflects the high price Republicans in the battleground states of Michigan, Arizona, and others are paying for their full-throated support of Trump and his unsubstantiated claims that the 2020 election was stolen.
Listen.
Or Stalin, as he likes to write with
two L's. I think Stalin is perfect. And the thing is that this guy doesn't understand. The maggots want it. People want that. They want the election lie bullshit. They want it. Your party wants it.
Arizona's Republican Party had less than $50,000 in cash reserves. In state and federal bank accounts as of March 31st.
Oh!
To spend on overhead such as rent, payroll, and political campaign operations. At that same point, 4 years ago, they had $770,000.
Guess why? Guess why? Because people are giving their money to Donald Trump because he's telling them what they want to hear. He's telling the dumb maggots the Nazi shit they like, and you aren't doing it, and they aren't giving you any money.
Right. And those people don't have money, though.
Yeah. That's true. But the donors are giving them money.
The donors have stopped. The donors realize that embracing full Nazi isn't going to get Republicans elected and get them more tax cuts.
Yeah, yeah. But then there's no money left for the Republicans in the swing states.
That's what the Republicans in the swing states are saying. Why we need to stop embracing these MAGA lunatics.
But there's no choice.
Right.
There's no choice. Awesome, though. Right. I mean, I just don't understand. Exactly. I've never understood.
Frankenstein's the perfect term. I mean, they created this motherfucker. And now that he is rampaging through the town.
You know, Trump won. I am not giving Steve Bannon any kind of compliments here, but Bannon won because he gave people what they wanted.
Yeah.
Your base wants bad shit, so you have to give it to them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't see any other way around it. Right. Or be a Democrat, or, you know, move parties or some shit like that. Go to the, I don't know. It's awesome.
And there's a lot of other big red meat topics that are really interesting we could talk about for hours that I'm not going to spend much time on because they're really diversions. Like a big bag of cocaine found.
Not big. Nowhere has it said that a big bag of cocaine. It said a powdery substance was observed.
Right.
It's all the information we have. We don't know if it was just powder scattered somewhere, if it was a line that somebody missed, if it was a little baggie.
Yeah.
We don't know that yet.
I don't know.
But to the Republicans, it's a bale, the size of a bale of hay.
Right. Like
the cartel just backed up the U-Haul and dumped off Hunter's daily amount.
Because they're really diversions. Like a big bag of cocaine found at the wine house over the weekend. The scanners picked up that they found a possible hazardous material. And the story itself, that Hunter Biden was there and it's probably his cocaine, that he's above the law, isn't a new story. If you just go one-dimensionally, it's not that important. It's all part of the humiliation of America with Pedo Joe and his...
Pedo Joe.
I've never heard that one.
Crackhead Chinese communist agent's son.
Jeez.
But the fact that the Secret Service called a hazmat crew when they've got their own hazmat team... and let it go out over the scanners was really a call for help. And we've seen a lot of leaks out of the Secret Service on Biden because they think they're right. He's extremely dangerous. And the people controlling him are extremely dangerous. But the fact that they called in the local hazmat team saying, oh, gee, we don't know what this bag of drugs is. Undoubtedly with Hunter's crack pipes and the rest of it, he's been staying at the White House as of...
It's not.
Undoubtedly, Hunter's crack pipes?
We don't know the condition of the cocaine that was found. My suspicion is that it was a little baggy.
Right.
A tiny little wee baggy.
Yeah, it fell out of somebody's pocket during a security scan or security check,
or somebody
right?
chucked it at the near security to not get caught with it or something. Right. Who knows? But the likelihood of Hunter being Hunter's in a section of offices where people just take fucking tours.
Do you think Hunter already called Joe and said, "Listen, Dad, that's not my shit."
Probably found it with his crack pipe with his crack pipe sitting next to it.
He talks about it with Hunter's crack pipes like they're golf clubs that he hauls around. His
bag of drugs is undoubtedly with Hunter's crack pipes and the rest of it. He's been staying at the White House as of late and accompanying his father almost every weekend to Camp David. You see him shuffling, obviously drugged out of his mind with a red backpack on.
He's drug tested. He's clean.
Is he shuffling though?
You think in that. Now that's a huge story by what it tells you. That the Secret Service put out on the radio hazardous material found and then called the local hazmat team.
Which would happen under any circumstance. Yeah, you know why? Because there are hundreds of news cameras trained, zoomed in on every entrance and exit of the fucking White House to catch anything that might happen.
Right.
And
it's the White House.
Hazmat team pulling in might give one pause.
Nobody's being searched to go in like a club or something. It's the fucking White House.
Hazardous material found and then called the local hazmat team. to come deal with it and say, gee, what's this? Because they're fed up. They're not. We're not going to cover up a big bag of cocaine and crack pipes that are Hunter's.
There's no crack.
And of course, they're doing a sweep and they find
no evidence of a crack pipe anywhere.
Why are you saying
no suggestion
crack
of a crack pipe?
Fed up. They're not. Pipe. We're not going to cover up a big bag of cocaine and crack pipes that are Hunter's. And of course, they're doing a sweep and they find it. Oh, gee, what's this? Is it anthrax? We better look. We better call in another agency. Doesn't even know what's going on. Because I guarantee you, if the Secret Service called that in themselves and made a federal issue, those agents would be found dead in car wrecks or murder, Jesus, suicides of their families.
It's like the French Connection
within
or some
days.
Shit.
You hear that?
No, I missed that.
Because I guarantee you, if the Secret Service called that in themselves and made a federal issue, those agents would be found dead in car wrecks or murder, suicides of their families within days.
Oh, my God.
Within days.
Let me tell you something. That just might be a dropped ball. What the fuck? God, Alex Jones, man. Jeez. He might have a bag or two on him.
We got to get out of here quickly. Back on Friday, definitely. Maybe Yay. Tomorrow. Check our social media. Probably not, but definitely Friday. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app, crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. See what Ryan's doing at Radar Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
Have a good one. We'll be back in 2 days.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.